5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is a day late. I apologize for that. It's the 14th. Of September, Wednesday the 14th of September. Yesterday was one of those days where basically we went out drinking. We went out drinking on Monday night because, you know, when you work the silly sort of self-employed hours, you gotta go get blocked whenever you can, and sometimes that might be a Monday night. So me, girlfriend Maureen, Connor Begley, who I'm in some of those Magners ads with, if you want to see those, go on the Magners Cider NI page. We did a set of videos for them. He's dressed as a woman. How could it not be funny? But we went to the pub on Monday, so slept in a bit, and then actually just didn't get a chance. You know, one of those things, you're like, I don't have an hour to sit and talk shit. In fact, a lot of the times when it comes to the podcast, it's not even the time it takes to record the podcast. It's the bullshit that it takes to get it uploaded, added to the fact that you have to record it for an hour. So the process of, you know, recording a podcast, taking the card out, loading it into the computer, you know, taking it into whatever program, adding the intro. Sometimes the podcast, it was recorded in two or three bits. It needs cut together. You render it out. Then you fucking convert it to something way smaller. I get a lot of shit about that. Some people are like, could you fucking crush the file a bit more? And I'm like, mate, that's about all I can do. Sometimes I record a podcast, and if it leaks over an hour, you're looking at a file that's like a gigabyte, and then you have to fucking try and crush it down to beneath 100 meg. So I apologize if it's a slightly big file. I'm trying to get it to you in the best quality I possibly can, alright, you fucking bastards. Look at me complaining about doing a podcast for free, you know, when all I do is fuck around and tell fucking dick jokes and make videos. And I'm like, I just didn't have a full hour to put together to put it in a podcast. I was hungover as fuck and didn't have time, right? Because the whole pro... I'm recording this now. You know, I might stop after an hour or so. I'll try and go long today, seeing that I'm late. But it's the fucking hour and a half, 2 hours after that, when you're fucking around with it, making it upload, posting it, all that shit. Says the guy who cancelled two fucking sponsors. But anyway, that was for you. That was for you, people. Let me plug some things. The same things I plug every fucking week. Lavery's Comedy Club. The next one is on the 21st of September, which is the part of the Belly Laughs Festival. Every year, Belfast Comedy Festival happens, and what they do, am I going to shit on them right now? 100%. They probably don't listen to this because that would involve being interested in local comedy, but they essentially see what gigs are on, and the September-October window is very dense for comedy gigs for some reason. So they go, let's take anyone with a name that's traveling over to Belfast to do a gig. let's take them all, okay? And let's put them all together on a brochure and then call that the Belfast Comedy Festival. Which sounds unfair, but I would need to double check. But rarely is there a gig that was set up by the Belfast Comedy Festival. It seems to be, we take what gigs are on, ask the people would they like to be part of the brochure thing, and then you know, they're like, yeah, it's part of the Belfast Comedy Festival, even though Lavery's Comedy Club is on the same time as it always is all year round, but now it's part of the Belfast Comedy Festival. And it used to be that was an opportunity. You'd be like, yes, we're in the brochure, we're going to get extra promo. And now it's like, guys, the fucking lineups have been launched, can you go ahead and share them and all, because we already know that all you guys already have an established following of sorts. So can you help us out getting our name out there? So the whole thing's arse about tits right now. But what I'm telling you is, Lavery's Comedy Club is on the 21st, and we have the amazing, the wonderful Damien Clark. Let me just write something down here. Do you ever just remember something and you're like, I will not remember that? Damien Clark is an Australian comedian who I think lives in Dublin now. He's moved around, lived in London, might live back in Dublin now. He was one of the first comedians I'd ever seen. Went to the Black Box one night and I was like, you know, because I went with Mickey and Shane and all. I was like, this is fucking amazing. I went to see a show in Edinburgh last year called Grand Theft Demo. And it was about his phone being stolen or something. And then someone else being, I don't know, there was confusion with like his iCloud. So he kept getting all these fucking dick pics and shit. Very funny. And then he eventually met up with the guy in Edinburgh who had stolen. No, he didn't steal the phone. He just bought the phone. What the fuck is this? He just bought the phone and ended up with some confusion over iCloud. Anyway, it was one of the coolest shows ever. And then after the show, you were able to buy his like comic books, because he basically turned his events at the Fringe into comic books, and it was a lot of fun. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. He'd probably do a different one this time, I imagine, but probably just straight stand up. But same, very fucking funny, super funny. So that's gonna be great. Get yourselves to that, and obviously the big gig in October. All right, there has been some news about that, and by news I mean there was debate over how the lineup was going to work. My idea was I was going to make unique, bespoke, I hate that word, it's a bespoke cupcake, it's going to make me fucking gespoke, you gespoke, bespoke, fuck off, hipster cunts. Anyway, so it was always like, how do we work it with six comedians doing the same time and everything? Then Mickey of Bartlett decided that he would throw himself on the grenade and act as MC on the night, which kind of suits everyone best. Probably suits him better too, seeing that he gets to be on stage all night. So that's gonna work better. We're gonna look for the same sort of some sort of sports jacket that we can all wear. It's gonna be good times. But that's what's going to happen on the night. Mickey's going to MC, and then the rest of us can fight over what slot we want. So there you go. But make sure you get a ticket to that. Shane Todd's show is this Friday, I want to say. He's doing the Ulster Hall, and then us assholes are doing it in October, the 29th. It's gonna be sweet. There will be a cutoff. I mean, I'm saying it's sweet as I'm yawning, so what does that tell you? But it is a bit of a one-off. It's going to be fucking badass. Do you want to go see all the lads in the Ulster Hall? You know, it'll be over by fucking 11 o'clock. We can all go on the piss. Nice. I would love to organise with Lavery's some sort of get-in-for-free type setup, but I'll have a word with him. I'll have a word. That's all I have to promote. First of all, thanks to everyone who came out to Lavery's last week. It was packed to the dick, even though I thought it was like, I was like, where is everyone? There's no one at this one. And then I looked, normally people queue up the stairs. And in fact, I was like, oh my God, they're actually queued down the stairs and out in the fucking street. So cheers to everyone who came out. Cheers to the group at the front, you know, not mentioning any names. Goddamn crazy bitches. Anytime someone's like, oh, we're here for the comedy, it's her leaving, dude. You're like, why in the name of Allah did you fucking bring all your mates here? And it's like, she's leaving us for uni. And you're like, right, well, that means you're 18. And they're like, yeah, they're all going to uni. And we're out on the fucking piss. And you're like, all right. So I'll apologize in advance if our comedy night interrupts any banter you might be having, even though you fucking paid into it. That drives me nuts. We're just out to have a great time for fucking Allison's last night here. Really? What are you doing? We're going to a comedy club where you're kind of supposed to sit quietly and laugh. But, no, we're going to continue our own banter. And Mickey was getting laid into them a fair bit and whatever, whatever. I know it's not questions yet, but I do believe... Let me just find that question. Let me just see. Okay, here we go. It was actually Glenn Burton, Lavery's regular. I just remember that reading this question briefly yesterday. I'll read this and then we'll come back to a ton of questions later. First of all, what's happened to Bestie McD? Basically, the format of Bestie McD doesn't work anymore because... It used to be you would upload a video to YouTube and everyone's seen it, whatever. Then people started uploading to Facebook. Then things became... The way things would... Now, there are certain things that are of a certain quality that will become viral. But there are also a lot of things that will become viral for a day because of their relevance. So if you're talking about getting to the end of the month and rounding up all the big stories... It's too late, you know, even I find myself writing that, like, I would make a note, like, fucking, you know, like, I don't know, some fucking thing, and then I would go back on it and be like, what was that again? And then I would have to Google what the actual event was, and it would have been only, it was only 3 fucking weeks ago, and I was like, does anybody remember that? And by the way, that happens with the most brutal of fucking tragedies ever, you know, like, you know... Do you know when like any of those attacks in France and all, and then the guy drove the fucking lorry down the street and killed everyone? That was one of the ones that I looked at and I was like, that was, you know, obviously not if you're affected or one of the people in that fucking area, of course, I don't mean that, but it's like to everyone else, it's like, oh look, another tragedy, and then literally by the afternoon there's a new fucking story you could be talking about. Oh, your man from fucking Harry Potter died or something, you know. People seem to give more of a fuck about that than they do about these big stories. So what I'm trying to say, basically, Glenn, is waiting to the end of the month to recap all the stories is too late. And I would be doing it for a small group of people who are still remotely giving a shit, which should be good enough reason for anyone to do anything. But I always say, like, there's probably a different way to do that. There's probably a different way to deliver that sort of news, whether I do it daily or whatever. But then again, it's like, is the Bestie McD thing funny, or is it me just with a hat on saying it? Could I just do that? I don't know. Probably not. I'm also 30 as fuck, look like a full retard. Who do you personally think is the best... Oh, sorry. What do you think personally is the best way for a comedian... This is what I wanted to get to. What do you think is personally the best way for a comedian to deal with annoying hecklers? Those fuckers that keep chatting back to the performer like the show is a conversation with them and not directly at the audience. Directed at the audience. Oh my God, I can't read. I think the last comedy club that had a full cackle of crack thieves could have done with Kieran there to put them all in their place. The first few times I saw Kieran, I didn't get his style. Now I have such an affection for his over-the-top put-downs. He definitely knows how to sell a crowd to shut, or tell a crowd how to shut the fuck up in a way that's banterful, but still nobody has the balls to keep yakking. There's a number of ways that it can be handled. I don't want to fucking deal with hecklers at all. I want to go in, you know, you spend all day. Sometimes, you know, you could be working on a new bit of material. There's many times in Lavery's where I've spent, you know, a day or two before trying to come up with new bits. And you get up there and maybe the vibe is just a bit too hectic, and you don't get it done. You know, you don't get the song or rearranging the fucking sound thing here. You don't get to do it because you've had to fucking talk to some asshole who won't shut up. So, like, Amy Schumer got in shit recently where someone, she went on stage and she was like, it was like Sweden or some dump, and someone was like, show us your tits. And she went, yeah, fucking throw that guy out there. Which, first of all, you know, you could argue the whole sexist thing and, like, no one's shouting. Well, that's a lie. Even I've been fucking like, show me your dick. Usually fellas, like, but if I could, he would just be like, fuck off. Especially, unless it's really funny and they were just waiting for that perfectly timed bit. You know, people think, like, a real heckle would be there's a pause and someone heckles and it's funnier than your fucking punchline. But let me tell you something. It never happens. You know, most hecklers are some drunk person who won't fuck up. And I'll tell you what Kieran does. Kieran has the Frankie Boyle approach where he comes out and he just senselessly murders about fucking 10 people. That's what he does. And then he'll start his set. So he walks out and he's just like, look at you, you look like the fucking nerdiest cunt I've ever seen. Fuck, what do you do? Like, wank off the Big Bang Theory, you stupid looking cunt. Oh, is this your girlfriend? Oh, that's a shame. Fuck, you know what I mean? It's like, he just shits on about 10 people. And eventually people warm to it, like, oh, alright, I see what he's doing. The heckle put downs are good, and sometimes they work, but let me tell you something, Glenn. Those girls at the front the other day were like, you couldn't have, it wouldn't have mattered who you were. And like, you would have had to turn it really fucking nasty. And then they eventually would have got fucked off and left. But that's the thing with comedy. For some reason, people think that it's an acceptable part of it. Which it kind of is, you know what I mean? It's like, should you be the only one talking in the fucking room type of setup? But you can't win against those girls because they don't even know they're playing. You know, that sort of thing. It's just like, I don't understand. I'm just here and this is all about me and I'm just going to keep talking anyway. Will you shut the fuck up, you absolute fucking wankstein? Yeah, whatever. So Julie's meeting us at 10. And you're like, what the fuck? Just go. Just get up and get out because there's no point in you being here. So I don't even know if Kieran could have fucking said anything to them girls. Because they're too stupid to realise what's happening. They're also not afraid of just being the centre of attention. Like, there was a girl come up and she was like, can I have that stool? And I was like, man, that's kind of taken. And then I turned around to Maureen and I was like, do you need this stool? And Maureen was like, well, I can sit on something else, I suppose. And I was like, yeah, I could take it. And before I'd even said anything, the girl was like, thanks! And I'd snatched it and was away. And I was like, you've never been told no, ever. Clearly. It's like, can I get that? I expect that. Is that mine now? Bye. Bye, thanks. Okay, thanks, bye. So what I'm saying is, Glenn, there's people who are beyond fucking thick. Very rarely is there some sort of intelligent battle of wit when it comes to hecklers. You could tell them all the shut the fuck ups of the day. I don't, you know, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't really even affecting me when I was on. They were talking a wee bit, but I just talked over them. So I don't know, there's all sorts of ways to deal with them. A lot of times ignoring them works pretty well. Right, so we're all stuck in the fucking questions there. So that was Lavery's. There was a funny moment when we went for chips afterwards and Maureen was filming me from the car and there was like a bunch of what can only be described as glue sniffers outside the chip company in Botanic, and all you could hear was them. I could probably find the clip if it could be hold, but she was basically like, let me see, do you know what, I might actually see if I can find it now that I'm talking shit about it. She was trying to film me through the shop since we're vlogging, and I've just become that asshole who has a fucking camera everywhere. Let me see. I wonder, can I get it? Might be able to. Hold on. Let's go to clean up because this is a fucking mess. I'm one of those people who... Oh, wait. Is this it? Oh, no. Right, I had those all selected, then I clicked them. For fuck's sake. I'm one of those people who went from PC to a Mac a few years ago. Probably like 5 years ago. And still don't really truly know how to use one. If you're a real Mac head and watch me use a MacBook Pro, you'd be like, this guy's a fucking idiot. You know, the desktop's a mess. I don't even know if I've properly installed programs when I've installed them. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see if we can get this clip. Hold on. This is the worst fucking listening ever. Colin skims through a track. Oh, wait.
It's not pointing at you. I'm just holding it here.
That was Maureen trying to film out the window, and these fucking glue bags were like, here, she's got a camera. Why she got a camera? And she was like, no, I'm just holding it, you fucking dicks. As if you're gonna take some footage of just some hooligan outside of chip shop and then take it to the police. This man was sniffing some glue, so take him to jail. And we're back. Sorry, I had to take a fucking break there. I hate taking fucking breaks in podcasts. I thought I would give girlfriend Maureen a wee hand there before she went out the door, you know, which I might actually stop doing because, let's face it, it's thankless. So, did you ever get that? I get that terribly. If you're in a relationship and the other person has to get up and go do something, you're like, do you know what? I'm going to feel like a useless cunt. Even though, you know, most of my deadlines, jobs, tend to gravitate towards the end of the day with gigs, whatever. You know, I'll get up. I'm usually up early anyway. What the fuck am I talking about? But sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'll get up and I'll help a person out. In fact, I wasn't even up. I wasn't even in bed. I was doing a fucking podcast. I'm also going to sneeze. Motherfucker! Dab sneeze. You know, I'm like, I'll stop the podcast. I know girlfriend Maureen's in a rush. I'll give her a wee hand. And you know, you're like, there's a coffee and there's a whatever. And then it's just like, snatched off you like it's expected. Thank you. Yep. I'm away. Bye. And I'm just going to stop doing that because, you know, if I ever had to be up and doing something early in the morning, which happens a lot, there's no, I don't know whether it's because, you know, put together a wee office here and I'm like, right, I have an editing job that's going to take me 2 days. I'm going to get up at fucking 6:45, be working by fucking 7:30 here. I think because all you're doing is going downstairs there's an element of, well, fuck you, I'm going to sleep into 2:00, you know? So all I'm saying is, maybe sometimes I'd like someone to make me a fucking cup of coffee before... I don't know. Fuck off. All right? Everyone. You fucking dicks. Oh, the world's... It's patriarchy. No, it's not. You try to be nice. And everyone gets on like, yeah, you're supposed to do that. That's what you're supposed to do. Incorrect. What am I talking about? I'm going off on one and I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what other shit... All we doing recently, I mean, here's another example of me probably being some sort of doormat. We watched fuck knows how many episodes of Power. Like, say if I was sitting in the living room at night and I was like, let me watch some of the stupid shit I like to watch and we're going to watch 12 episodes in a row. Girlfriend Maureen would be like, why the fuck would we watch 12 episodes of that? You know? Why would we do that? I don't want to watch that right now. And you have to go, all right, oh, sorry, we'll put on whatever you want then for the next 4 fucking hours. So she's been watching that program, Power, or if you're from Northern Ireland, Par, which has 50 Cent in it. And let me tell you something, it's kind of shit. I can't remember the last TV show that I watched, and I was like, this, you know, one of those, like, oh, it's got 24 episodes in a series type things. I can't remember the last one that I watched, and I was like, oh, this is fucking, I mean, Game of Thrones sometimes has enough tits and murder for me to stay interested for them to get to the big cliffhanger at the end. See all this other shit when people are like, it gets, see it, episode 9 in series 2, it gets really good. And you're like, well, then it should have been a fucking movie. I'm not sitting through all that stupid fucking dog shit. Oh, you really got to know the characters. Here's Parr. Yeah, I'm in a nightclub. You got that weight sorted? Yeah, motherfucker. Da-da-da. Cut to him. Just bucking some white girl who turns out to be a fucking cop. Back with his wife. Where you been, baby? I don't know. I got business somewhere. Moving weight. I'm motherfucking... You be moving weight all over the place. I'm going to work. Psych! I'm away to fuck this white bitch again. Milk. Right on her face. That's that whole show with a bad rap tune or two thrown in. It's like, fuck it. It's complete shit. Yo, motherfucker. I'm white. What's up, motherfucker? I'm white as shit. Unbelievable. Let me just go kill this guy in a suit and then go back to the club and be like, what's up, motherfucker? You in my club? Yo, let's have drinks. Let me go home to my wife. Psych, I'm fucking this white bitch again. There's my wife at home with some dude called Sean who I don't know quite know what the fuck a relationship is. Maybe he's like my friend's son, but he sometimes drives a car, helps out with the family, but the wife clearly wants to jump on that big fat black dick all day, so she's all like, Sean, can you help me put away my groceries? And by groceries, I mean putting dick in my fucking booty! Oh, dear, Sean, why don't you come in here while I'm in the shower? And then Sean's all worked up a fucking veiny one, and then she's like, Sean, I think I made a mistake. Typical women! Sorry, I got you all erect and almost on the verge of ejaculating. But I was just joking with you while I soaked up my big brown coconut butt over here. I was running wild. That's more entertaining than that show, basically. Yo, what you doing with my wife? I don't care. I'm fucking this white bitch. It's shit, is what it is. It would be... Let me tell you something. If that was a movie, that would be like a Channel 5 fucking piece of shit movie if it was one film. But it's like, oh no, it's great. It's good cliffhangers, nothing. They drag it out for fucking... And of course, one of the baddies is like a gay Spanish guy. What was that in? That was in another thing, was it not? Breaking Bad or something? Oh, fuck me. 50 Cent gets out, mad gangster. Yeah, motherfucker, last time I seen you, you was only a little girl. Now you got curls in all the right places, a.k.a. your titties and your big fat coconut asshole. Oh my God, your husband's cheating on you with a white bitch? That's him banging her every time. Blip. And then he's like, yeah, last time I seen you, you were illegal to be ridden. And now you like old enough. I would like to, you know, announce my interest in maybe fucking my friend's wife, motherfucker. Par. But this is it. She's like, no, because I want to watch this. We're going to watch. And this is Maureen's argument. If I went, I don't watch this shit. She'd be like, well, what do we watch then? And then I go, I don't fucking know. But there's only so much. I gotta move some weight. I'm gonna go do some business in Miami. Give this white bitch this motherfucking python. Okay, I'm back from business. Okay, my friend's been fucking my wife. It's like, what the fuck's going on here? At least Game of Thrones had a few fucking dragons in there. Who's this texting me? Get the fuck out of my hole. So anyway, I've been watching that shit. Wasn't that into it, to be honest with you. What other shit? We went to the cinema the other day and seen Don't Breathe. That is probably one of the best films I've seen, not only this year, but maybe in a good while. Here's what I like. I don't, you know, there's a lot of films. You know, I don't know whether it's because I make certain videos. I don't know what it is, but I like to be almost like quite obviously entertained when I watch movies. I hate these, like, man, it's a real deep psychological thriller. I'm like, fuck off. Fucking shoot somebody or show me some titties or there's got some good music over a sweet montage. I don't give a flying fuck about, like, you know, oh man, it's real. Like, even like Wes Anderson films, I like the style. I like them stylistically. But then you really watch, like, you know, I would say that I was a Wes Anderson fan, but I'm not. I'm a fan of the direction. You know, I don't know what any of his films that I haven't got like 2/3 into and being like, just, you could turn it off now because I don't really give a fuck about this. I just don't give a shit. Rushmore, whatever. It's weird. Everyone's all fucking sarky to each other and all. It's weird. It's just it's weirdness. Anyway, this Don't Breathe thing, pretty good. Pretty fucking good. I'm going to ruin it for everyone. Spoiler alert, it's not like it's Avatar 3. You go, they find out there's a guy who's a veteran, right? An army vet, a marine or something. His daughter was killed in an accident and he got a big payoff, and the girl that hit her, hit and run, she got off because of her white privilege. There's a gang of like three sort of petty thieves. They decide they're going to rob... Fuck off. They decide they're going to rob this guy's house because he's an easy target. You know, he's blind and they know he has fucking millions in his house. So they're like, this is a fucking gift. We're going to go in here, steal all this shit. They go in. They make a few fuck-ups. You know, they realize that this guy is a complete fucking badass. You know, he's a real fucking badass. So... You know, he fucking can smell them and whatever. He's running around the house and gets a hold of one of them, shoots him up through the face. The other girl probably should have ran at that stage, but then she figures out, I can't leave, there's too much money here. It's already in my fucking backpack. So he goes about trying to fucking figure out how to get rid of this body, realizes there's more people in the house, turns out there's a fucking Rottweiler dog, it's going after them, blah blah, it's all fucking crazy. At one point, it's very tense. It's very fucking tense because he's like walking down the hall with a gun and they're like up against the wall holding their breath. Don't breathe. And he walks straight past them and all this shit, and it's all very like, oh God. Then there's this door with a big lock on it and they're thinking that's where all the fucking money is, even though we're in a safe and we've just lifted like a couple hundred grand. There must be more money. So there's this big door, a very obvious door with a fucking bolt through it. And it's all dirty around the handle, like it's been, people have been in and out of it for years. They go down the stairs, your man's chasing them, they nearly fucking kill him, blah de blah. Then, they go downstairs, what do they find? All you hear is, woo! There's a woman tied up. They're like, what the fuck? There's a woman tied up. She's like begging with them, like, please let me go, let me go, let me go. Turns out, the crazy, crazy fucking old marine guy has kidnapped the mother, or the woman who killed his daughter in a hit and run, and she's like a sort of well-to-do white woman, and he captured her, and he's like, she took my fucking daughter, so all I expect is for her to give me another one. So what he did was captured her. He's been dumping loads into like a fucking lunchbox for about a year, freezing his jizz, and then he would just heat it up and give it an old turkey baster, and he got this woman pregnant. Now, there's a shootout in the fucking, in the basement that she's in, and he's blind, so he's firing all over the place, accidentally shoots the woman that he's kidnapped and impregnated, and then he's like, no, no, and they're like, why are you so fucking annoyed that you just killed a woman that, you know, that killed your daughter? And then he comes out with the whole thing, like, she took my daughter, all I want is for her to give me a daughter, and then you can, and then I was going to release her, but you've shot and killed the both of them. Now he's like, I'm going to fucking murder you bastards. So eventually, everyone fucking dies, apart from this one girl. It's one of those movies where you're like, get the fuck out, you know what I mean? Money or no money, you don't need, just go. She's hanging around trying to still get this fucking money. Anyway, thinks she's killed the guy, and then she's about to leave the house, and he just grabs her, it's crazy, brings her back, ties her up, like hog ties her, and then he's like, now you owe me a fucking baby. So again, he gets the lunchbox to come out, and he's defrosting it or whatever, and then he gets the turkey baster, and that's the most disgusting bit, because he puts the turkey baster in and goes, like, sucks the jizz up, and it's like, it's just got one singular hair in it, and I don't know why that made me fucking want to barf so hard. But then he goes over to her, and like, cuts her fucking trousers open, and he's like, I'm not gonna rape you, I didn't force myself on that other woman. And you're like, hold on a second here, bro, she is hogtied, and you've just cut a fucking slit where her muff is. It's a bit rapey, you know. I'll Brock Turner, he's over there like, oh mate, I only fingered her while she was unconscious, that's not rape, is it? And the judge is like, nah mate, go on, you home, wouldn't want to ruin your whole life after you fucking finger blasted an unconscious girl. Go ahead mate, she's fucking, I don't know what's going to happen to her when she fucking comes around and realizes that old rapey face has fingered the life out of me here. But, and it's funny, do you know that meme where it's a guy with like a really red face? And it's like, you know, the meme will say something like, trying to hold in a fart in front of your girlfriend or something. that Brock Turner guy looks like that guy from that fucking meme. You know what I mean? Just like red. They should have done that with his face. Like, trying not to rape anybody. Let me tell you something. If you're going to do anything with an unconscious drunk girl, it's like, I'd be scared to fuck. I'd be that guy who let someone choke to death on their own vomit because I was like, well, I don't want to touch them because seemingly everyone's being a rapist these days. So, well, that's a lie. It would be quite obvious if you hadn't raped someone. But I remember being at uni and I was out for a smoke and there was a guy just trailing this drunk girl back. And I was like, I hope you're, what are you, what's going on here? And he's like, oh, I was just helping her home. And I was like, yeah, I think that's a good idea, mate. I'm pretty sure had we not been out here smoking cigarettes at 5 in the morning, that's not all you would have been fucking doing. Very creepy. Very creepy. But anyway, I could have been wrong. Maybe he was just taking her home. But seemed weird, is all I'm saying. Seemed weird. Anyway. I mean, there was another case in America where somebody had hacked the computers of these fellas that had, like, videos of them basically doing something similar to some unconscious drunk girl. And the guy from Anonymous, the hacker, got 16 years in prison. He's like, yeah, you're fucking doing some sort of privacy thing. You're going to jail for 16 years. The actual rapists, only went to jail for 6. And the headline was like, you get more time for entering someone's fucking computer unlawfully than you do for entering a fucking woman without any permission. It's the world is fucked up. Anyway, he's like, I'm not a rapist, even though I'm going to shove this turkey baster up your muff here. Just as he's about to do it, someone steps in, the guy that you thought was dead, clobbers him in the head with a hammer. And by the way, it's one of these films where you're like, this must be it over. Oh no, the dog's after them. Oh, this must be it over. Oh no, the dog's got in the car. Oh God, this must be the... Oh, the guy's got the girl again, they're going back. Oh, this must be over. Oh, he's definitely dead now. It's on the news. Oh no, she's in the airport. It comes on the news. A retired veteran was broken into and survived with broken bones or something. And you're like, oh my God, he fell through a roof and he's still fucking alive. That is unbelievable. So, anyway, it was a good film, but creepy as fuck. And I did walk around for quite a time after it, just being like, what the fuck is going on here? So, but yeah, isn't that a crazy story about... Well, first of all, that Brock Turner thing is a fucking joke, and there's actually people hanging about outside his house, like, here, if I fucking rape this guy, I only get 3 months. Which would terrify you if you were some sort of rapist. Weird. Weird as fuck. Like, what would even cross your mind? I think that just has to be in you already, for want of a better phrase. You know, it's like, I don't know. I don't know why that would appeal to anybody. You know, just like, oh, do you want to finger this unresponsive girl? First of all, fingering isn't, like, you know, I'm pretty sure unless you're in the privacy of your own home and you're like a fucking black belt and fingering, no one's really getting anything from it, are they? You know, you're in a club, it's like, I'm going to finger you. Oh, all right. Is she like, go on ahead and finger me, you're hot enough, there where I'm like, yeah, you might enjoy this. And then the guy's like, bet you she's loving it. And she's like, nah, not so much, we are on the dance floor of Ollie's here. And then he's not getting it, he's like, well, my fingers smell weird and my dick is rock hard now. So what do? Nothing. You go for a burger and relax. You know what I mean? It's like, who's benefiting from the fingering? You know what I'm saying? Most of the fingering gets done in the most inconvenient... Oh, let me jam my hand and watch down your fucking jeans here. You know? And fucking bend my hand up to the point where there's some sort of cramp in it. Are you loving that? Are you loving that, pet, are you? I probably said this in the thing. I remember going out once. I probably told this story. This is in the early days of, like, when everyone was running around with fucking Blackberries. And, maybe it was like, had fingered this full fucking swamp donkey. And he turns around, he's like, let me put her number in your phone. And I was like, definitely power hose your fucking hands, bro. You know? I mean, what am I just going to fucking walk? No worries, mate. Go ahead. I've disinfectant wipes here in my pocket. Gross! I mean, you don't need numbers anymore. You just go, what's your name? And I'll fucking hoke through your Facebook photos for 3 months. Anyway, what am I talking about here? Go and see that film. It's pretty fucking good. Yeah, it's good. What other fucking crazy stories have I witnessed? I mean, there was the Brock Turner thing, which I was actually tempted to do material about, but I was like, can you do that? I mean, there's certain things people are like, is there certain things you shouldn't talk about? And I don't think so. Like, if you can be funny about them in stand-up, absolutely do it. Don't be talking about it thinking, like, I'm going to talk about this because of the shock value and everyone's going to laugh because I'm basically Doug Stanhope. No, it's not really going to happen. But it's a bit like if you were getting 3 months for raping someone, it's like, I mean, from what I hear, the loophole was that he just fingered her. Which is like, I don't know why that seems, I don't know, that almost seems extra creepy. Because can you imagine the judge being like, well, he only entered her with his hand, so it's not really rape, is it? Oh, fuck me. What a grim thought. I'm trying to think of a fucking, something similar. It'd be like, if someone broke in your house and smashed it all up, and, you know, all they stole was a kettle. But if someone broke in, smashed it all up, and took your TV, it's a bit like going, yeah, well, it's not really that bad a robbery because they only took your kettle and they're only worth 30 quid. Especially if you buy the kettles I buy. Pieces of shit. You know? It's not like, oh, he broke in, he stole your brand new 4K TV, so you owe him $3,000. He still broke in, didn't he? That's kind of the, he's still a burglar. Still, had there been a stack of money on the table, he'd have taken it. That, you know, that's kind of how I think about it, but I don't know. It's creepy as fuck. I can just imagine her family or her or anyone else sitting in that courtroom just listening to that judge being like, ah, come on now, he only fucking fingered you a wee bit, didn't he? And I don't know why he's from East Belfast, but he only fucking fingered you a wee bit, didn't he? Sure, fucking suck it up. I know you're unconscious and terribly vulnerable, but like, fuck it. Go ahead, Brock, go ahead, go, you fucking swim. Jane Phelps was out raping. He's out smoking weed, eating pizza. Still cleaning up, you fucking loser. Brock. Jesus fucking Christ. They should have a match called Welcome to Brock v. Brock. This is Brock Turner, the rapist swimmer, who is going to today try and rape this girl, but all he has to do is get down this gauntlet filled with other people called Brock. And by other people, I mean one guy called Brock Lesnar, and he has a mace. So good luck getting down that gauntlet as he gorilla fucks you and smashes your head in. Welcome to Brock versus Brock. Brock Turner. Jesus Christ. Some other videos I've seen this... Videos, like, I've seen of... Oh, Jesus Christ, Colin. Don't even say that. I saw a video, and it was... it was two badass videos, actually. It was a Russian guy who'd been caught by some sort of Islamic extremists, and he was a cop. Some sort of Russian special agent cop type thing. And they were like, you know, we're going to kill you. We want you to make this video. And they're like, we want you to give a message, and then I want you to say that we want all your, give a message to all your comrades, like, they should stop working and stop trying to fight ISIS. And they're like, go ahead and say that. And he's like, yeah, go ahead, brothers, keep working. I can't say it in Russian, obviously. And then I was like, oh my God, that is so fucking badass. And they're about to kill him, and he's literally, them Russians are hard cunts. He's just staring at the camera, like, not even with a dead eye, scary face, like a fucking eyebrows in the air, like, go ahead, you fucking twat. I was like, what a savage. Just fucking staring them out. You want to kill me, bastard? Go ahead. I don't give a fuck. I'm operating as special agent completely soaked in vodka. Go ahead, please. I am raw to the bollocks. Go on ahead and shoot me. I won't feel it. Shoot me in the face, please, because... Oh my god. Imagine you shot someone in the head that was drunk and it just smelled like vodka. Anyway, that's weird. That's weird. That was pretty badass, even though he's probably dead now. The other one was another ISIS type video where they were fucking... This is like something in a movie. I always think that, like, if I get captured and I was like, there's a high chance that these boys are going to cut my head off here. Oh my god, would I be a nuisance. I would be just shitting myself, screaming, fucking, like, they go to my head, imagine me rolling about the floor, like, fuck you, trying to trip them up. I'd just be doing whatever. They'd probably shoot me early. In fact, I'm too heavy to fucking, like, drag to an execution site. They'd end up just shooting me in a car somewhere, if I fitted in it. But this was honestly like a movie. They carry these guys over, put them on their knees. The guy's doing something. Another boy comes up. They say the guy was on his knees facing away, and the guy comes up behind him to do something, like retie his fucking eye mask thing. What do you call it? Blindfold? Eye mask. He's not at the Gal Gorm, for fuck's sake. Oh, cool. This desk is falling apart. The guy goes over behind him to fucking readjust his blindfold or his eye mask because he's having a nap, and sets a fucking AK down beside him. Goes to grab whatever it is. The guy, like, looked like he fucking reverse headbutted him, like, wadoosh! And the guy's like, oh, and falls back. Your man grabs the gun and just murks everybody. Just, you don't see it, because whoever's filming it is obviously ducking behind a bush somewhere. And all you hear, oh! People screaming and all. It's like, what a fucking savage. But why not? Why not try it? You know, it's like the old bomb on a plane thing. I'd be like, right, I'm convinced I was going to die in this plane anyway because of a huge fear of flying. Let me get my shoes off and just sprint. I would go Bronson on it. I'd be like, I'm going to take my top off and get down to the box. I might just get down to deck out. Just deck out. It'd be like, if I overpower this guy, he is getting swampy plane gooch in his fucking head. You know, just that... None of that fancy jiu-jitsu, just that fucking... Just full mount, just hairy fucking chest in your mouth, and then just choke you to death, and be like, there you go, there's my asshole, and sweat and everything all over your face, and you can't breathe. You know, I'd rather be beheaded than experience that. I remember rolling with a guy at jiu-jitsu, I'll not give away his name. But we're doing this drill, and he goes, there's only two things in life I hate. He goes, my kids, ma, and you on top of me. I was like, cool. Cool. I'd love to do that to an ISIS guy if he's trying to fucking bomb a plane. Imagine that. ISIS bomber was stopped mid-flow by a large, naked, fat man who had him in a full mount and then choked him to death with an arm triangle, all in the aisle of a seat, with bare gooch and exposed anus and dangling bag in front of everyone in first class. Anyway... Imagine that. Imagine being captured by ISIS and it actually turned out to be like a movie. We were like, I'm going to fuck this guy up. Badoosh! And it worked. Oh my god. Unreal. Right, let me... Do you know what, guys? There are fucking a million questions today. So... Oh shit, the bed! Shit my knickers. So, there are a million questions because we've got questions from Twitter, Facebook, and today sees the epic return of bam, 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 Snapchat questions. Now, the last time I did Snapchat questions, there was a lot of fucking, like, actual video ones where they were like, oh, here, Tommy, what's... You know, and it turned out to be a fucking nightmare. I was holding it too close to the sound recorder, and it was like, bark, 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 all that shit. So, I don't know why I didn't think this before. Bro, just screenshot the fucking thing. What an asshole. We'll start with the Twitter questions like we normally do. I've had too many coffees, my ear is ringing. What the fuck? I don't know if I'm early, but what did you make of CM Punk's debut UFC bout? Are you going to the UFC in the Odyssey? Right, that's from Chris Reezy. Bop, bop, bop. Lavery's regular. Apologies to him because it was fucking hectic last time and he sent me a message going, I turned up to go to Lavery's and they didn't let me in because I was wearing like tracksuit bottoms. And do you know what, man? Lavery's just can't deal with the ghetto-ness of Chris Reezy up in his beezy. Bit weird. I don't know. I couldn't even go down because, well, I did go down, he was away, but fuck me. I don't know. I apologise for that. What do you make of the CM Punk's debut fight? It was exactly... What happened was exactly what should have happened. Which is... In fact, I'll be honest with you, it could have been worse because he could have been... I think I might have said this on a podcast or a vlog or something. He could have been fighting a guy like who was like dipping his foot in MMA and was like a fucking... world Muay Thai champion or something who'd learned to grapple. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is he could have got his fucking head kicked off, but instead what a professional sort of trained jiu-jitsu guy did was like just take him down, soften him up a bit, and then choke him. Which is the way to do it if you want to fucking avoid being damaged. But did you see him run in? He ran in like, I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight. And the guy just dunk, bump on your hole. Bang, bang, rolled over, choke. That's how easy it was. And that's exactly what I thought was going to happen. And, like, I don't know what anyone else thought was going to... It was like, I was listening to something else and someone made a point of the guy that beat CM Punk isn't even on the level to fight the lower end UFC fighters yet because he's only had two fights. There's guys get into the UFC, have fuck, you know, they're like 15-2 or something. They've had a pile of fights, whereas this guy's had, now he's had three fights and he's kind of famous because he beat up another famous guy who can't fight. It's a fucking mess. And there's plenty of fights out there that I want to see that you're like, just make the fucking good fights happen. I don't give a fuck about watching some 38-year-old get steamrolled by I don't know, it was bullshit. It was absolute bullshit. Are you going to the UFC and the Odyssey on November 19th? I would fucking love to. The tickets go on sale on the 23rd, I believe. So we've got another wee while to wait. Is it a week exactly? No, it's not. It's a week and a bit. Yeah, I'm going to try and get tickets. Gunnar Nelson is fighting Stun Gun. Gunnar Nelson probably has a bit of a knock-on following from having trained with McGregor. He's also a bit of an enigma. Cool guy. Sort of SBG affiliate. Everyone at the SBG, I'm sure, in Belfast, where I would do jiu-jitsu once a year, I'm sure they'll all be there. If they can get tickets. Here we go. Who would you have... Neil Spruill? Who would you have tackled first out of Jet and Lightning from Gladiators? Jet? Jesus fucking wept. I was getting fucking... boners before I even knew what boners were. Let me see if I can Google her. She was hot as fuck. And do you know what? I like that. Like, let me see. Jet from Gladiators. Gadoosh. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Let me see. Born in 1970. What age is she now? She must be... God damn it. She is hot as fuck. Jesus Christ. That was probably before, like, you know, everyone's trying to get that body now, aren't they? My back is fucked. Everyone's trying to get that muscular sort of fit girl body. She had it back then, which people were probably like, oh my God, what's going on with her? But I tell you what, man, still looks good though. Here's what Jet from Gladiators looks like now. Fucking MILF of the year, 2010. Uh-huh. It's 2016, but whatever. Yep, she was hot as fuck. Look at her hole. Right, this has turned into me just staring at pictures of Jet from wrestling. And you know what? I like that sort of 90s hotness, though. And there she is with a pair of, like, Reebok pumps. Which, I tell you what, they're... In fact, this whole look is in now. Kind of, for girls. You know, she had, like, big fucking hair. Kind of fit looking. very fit looking, and then these sort of like big high top sneaker type things and a crop top. That people dress like that now. What was the other quote? Lightning from Gladiators. Was that a fella? Lightning. I didn't spell. Nah, fuck off with your lightning. Fuck lightning. She was 50 back then. No, definitely Jet though. Let's go back to Jet. Let's go back to Jet as I stifle a fucking erection. Unreal. God damn it, she is hot as motherfuck. There she is now. Still tanked out. Gladiator star Jet takes exercise class at Horwich Leisure Centre. I bet you that was designed as a bit of a slagging for her. She's taking a class on a fucking thing. Listen, the reason she was probably in shape then was she was some sort of fucking, like, personal trainer, and she probably still is. I don't understand what people get like that. Like, can you believe that such and such is, but you know, there's a thing with comedians where it's like, you know, oh, you're on TV and then you're back doing stand-up now, you know, when are you going to be on TV again? And people don't realise, comedians don't give a flying fuck about TV. It's only to up their profile so they can do more stand-up. Probably same with her. It's like, listen, I was being a personal trainer. Gladiators came about. I was doing Gladiators for a bit, and then it was over, and now I'm a personal trainer the way I always was. I mean, she 100% should have went into porn, like, with me, probably. But, you know, what can you do? Hot as fuck. Let's move on with these questions, because, like I said, we have 1,000 of them. Did you pish rash? Here we go. Do you check the toilet paper after wiping your hole? Well, what do? You just play Russian roulette with the wipes? You just go like, that feels like a fucking 7 wiper, and you just, that's you. Of course you look at it, mate. You want to see the beautiful butterfly painting you've just made. Jordan Singleton, is there ever a time when everyone in Frangos is awake, or is there just one pished homeless guy sleeping in the corner? Yeah, I mean, I hate joking about that sort of shit, but you know, if you're homeless and you want to be fucking warm and all, you can sit there for 2 or 3 hours and all you have to do is buy a fucking cup of tea. That's where you're going to go. You're going to go to the place where you can sit and it's fucking warm. So I don't really blame anyone. And they seem dead on enough where they just let it. They're just like, yeah, whatever. Not hurting anybody. The most heartbreaking one I seen was there was like an older woman who was obviously homeless who bought a wee tea. I talked about it before. It was rough as shit. Bought a wee tea and was just sitting there doing like a crossword, and she would just sort of fall asleep over the cup of tea. And I'll be honest with you, it was heartbreaking as fuck. But yeah, I've seen awake people. I've seen plenty of fucking awake arseholes in there. What do you make of CM Punk's debut? Same guy. Yeah, we talked about that. It was a fucking shit show. If you were a ride at Alton Towers, what would you be? That's from Mark McCauley. I've never been to Alton Towers, but I imagine I would be something like, I don't know, something shit. Something real shit. Just that, whatever, like not even a ride, just like the amusement things, like we throw a flat basketball in a fucking hoop. That's what I would be, just shite. James McCauley, who's going on last at the Ulster Hall? I don't fucking know. I don't know. But Mickey's going to MC it. I don't know. There's part of me would love to go on last, and there's part of me would like to go on first and get it out of the fucking way. But anyway, we'll discuss it amongst ourselves. It'll be a surprise. We might flip coins. I don't know. Do you want to tweet me and tell me your suggested order? Possibly. Chris McCulloch, reaction if this fella crawled across in front of you and he sent in a picture. It must be, I think he's in Australia. He sent a picture of a snake sort of crossing a small fucking, like, bridge, is it? I would say by the looks of that, it looks like some sort of carpet python. It says Geddes with his strange knowledge of fucking snakes, having owned 2 as a young boy. What a fucking weirdo. what do? You just let it fucking crawl past. Snakes don't really fuck with you unless you're fucking with it, so just let it go. The Fellowship podcast, check their podcast out. Oh my God, there's so many questions. I'll tell you what, I'll knock these other questions out and I'll come back to that. If you'd done a comedy roast, who would be your dream local celebrity to roast? Reconnell Julian's been roasted enough though, and that's Gary Devlin. I'd rather do it someone like Julian Simmons, is that his name, is a bit of an obvious target because you'd be like, oh, how gay is he? And his face looks like a fucking Gordon Ramsay's ball bag. But I'd rather do it to someone like Frank Mitchell, who probably loves himself and probably can't take the slagging as well. That's who I'd rather roast. But then probably Willie Fraser would be good crack too. Tina, shady lady T, where's next on the travel list for you and Maureen, if that's how ye spell it? I think rather than go on these longer trips where you're sort of traveling, I'd rather just do small, short trips to various places. All the obvious places. I haven't traveled that much, which is embarrassing, but I want to go to all the fucking, like, Amsterdam's, fucking Madrid's, Barcelona's, you know, all that, Paris, all that shit. I haven't been to any of that shit, but I want to go to those places for fucking 3 days instead of trying to go on like 3 week holidays where it's a fucking nightmare for everyone. Yes, Colin, what's your favourite Motown song, if any? Personally, heard it through the grapevine. Yeah, well, I don't have a big enough knowledge of it to fucking tell you anything, but I'll go with Heard It Through the Grapevine. Sure. Ding, 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 ding. Meh, 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 meh. That's it. That is a good tune. Sean. And then just a fucking name I can't say at all. I'm shite crack and nowhere near well hung enough to do porn. What should my next profession be? Why don't you speak to Bob the Pounder, my good mate Bob the Pounder, who apparently listens to this podcast, who's a male porn star. Although I'm pretty sure he's packing a fucking hog, so whatever. What should your next profession be? I don't know. What are your skills? Send me a CV, bro. I mean, you could be in porn and make some of that, like, if your dick was like, first of all, I don't know if good crack is required for being a porn star. You could be, you know, one of those guys with like a small dick who makes porn, you know, that sort of like, what do you call it? Like for the fucking, like there's like a dominatrix and she's all like, look at your tiny dick. And then he's like, oh, look at my wee dick and all, but then she still sucks you off. So it's kind of porn and people are into that. You know, you get all those businessmen who are like telling people what to do all day. And then they're like, oh, I want to be dressed like a baby while you fist me and tell me I'm pathetic. There's a market for everything, Sean. Okay. First James Tony. Who the fuck's that? First James Tony, now CM Punk. What other sports stars could UFC put in a cage to be slaughtered by MMA fighters? What people don't realise is there are professional, high-level MMA fighters that get slaughtered by other professional MMA fighters. So, prime example, just for, like, McGregor fought Aldo. Jose Aldo was, like, undefeated for 9 years, one of the best fighters ever in MMA, some of the best finishes ever in MMA, complete fucking murderer, walks out, McGregor hits him once, and it's like his career never happened. They were just like, bink, there you go, you don't matter anymore, because McGregor's the man now. And that's what happens. So you're going to take a guy who decided at 38 that he wanted to fucking fight and goes and trains for 2 years, and he's going in against people who from a young age were in combat sports and have worked their way into MMA and are elite at MMA. It's like, are you fucking stupid? It's never gonna work. Like, I've done jiu-jitsu for 2.5 years on and off. I'm not just gonna be like, stick me in Abu Dhabi there and let me see how I do, because not only is it a jiu-jitsu competition or a grappling competition, it's the fucking elite of the best. It's like the cream of the best people. And that's what the UFC is. And that's why I get his fuck kicked in by a guy who isn't even shouldn't even be in the fucking UFC, really, technically. It's fucking nuts. I mean, again, this is Steph. Oh, I don't know whether it's Lack or Latch. I'll say Lack. But, like, I'm pretty sure Steph there is a writer or some sort of pundit fella on MMA. I'm sure he has a better fucking opinion on it than me. But again, it's like, who's next? Oh, Wayne Rooney retired, wants to be an MMA fighter. Well, all that run the bout kicking the ball. Maybe he could pretend someone's head's a ball. Eh? Wrong. It's like, you're going to get fucked so hard. It's like, oh, it's unbelievable. It's so fucking stupid. It's just the popularity of the sport and people thinking that they can do it. And it's like, no, you got to be 100% involved in it and also naturally very gifted before anyone even gives a flam fuck. Right, for fuck's sake, here's all the... Do you know what? I'm going to go through these fucking questions here on the Snapchat because I screenshotted them and they're probably a load of bollocks, but let's see. Go away! Come on, bro. Isn't it amazing when they're like, oh, the iPhone 7's coming out, and immediately your phone is like, shit, it's back. Granted, that's a 5S, so that's ready for the fucking bin. Unbelievable. Let's get the questions. I'll rapid fire these, and then we'll go a bit deeper on the Facebook ones. Okay, that's bullshit. Cormac Hart, could you please search A Dander with Drennan on the old YouTube and review it? I could. I might do it next week because I don't have enough fucking time today to sit through that bullshit. However, Dander with Drennan is, if you want to... I mean, we sort of reviewed it a bit with Maureen last week. And there's a bit where he's like, you know, the kids, they're learning the Ulster Scots and blah blah, and they're whacking down the school. And then I said, like, seemingly it's like harder to put that fucking voice on than it is to just talk in your normal accent. And sure enough, he missed it the next sentence. I was walking down to the school there and we're walking along and you're like, see? You couldn't even keep it up for two sentences, you fucking asshole. Just talk normally. Walking. Yeah, I just said like everyone else. Drennan, you fucking mad bastard. Today I'm here to talk to Sammy. Sammy is a mad bastard who collects chickens. The reason I'm talking to him is for fucking who knows. You got chickens, Sammy? I do, aye. Cool. Don't give each other hand jobs in the bush here. Fucking unbelievable. Why are you not going to Edinburgh? And that is from a guy. I didn't get the name there. Fuck's sake. That's where I've gone wrong with the screenshots. I don't have any fucking names here. That's embarrassing. Why are you not going to Edinburgh? From a guy with a weird looking face. Because, first of all, I don't have a month to fucking go do comedy for and fight for a crowd. That's the bit that annoys me, is walking up to people, do you want to come see my show? And they're like, well, nah, because there's like hot girls in this other show, so I'll just go and see it instead of going to your fucking show, you fat bastard. And you're like, alright, I promise you I'm funnier than that person. Don't matter. This is a flyering game. This isn't a, you know, who's the funniest game. It's not for me. It's just, I don't know. I would lose out on too much by going. It's also financially a fucking nightmare. It's like, do you want to spend loads and loads of money to go to a place where you don't make any money at all for a full month? Yeah, and I'll come back skint and be like, what the fuck happened? I don't know, it's not for me. I might just book a fucking gig there and go do it. Any tips for freshers? Yeah, let's go mad. Don't be afraid to talk to anybody because everybody's feeling the same. You know, just walk up and be like, what's up, guys? You know, who wants to fucking have a fingering match? That's what you say. What's your name? Brock? No thanks. Yo, Colin, your top three favourite movies. That's from Donnie. Top three favourite movies of all time. Swingers. The ultimate fucking buddy movie. Because I seen it one night, didn't even get the name of the film. Because it was blocked. And then years later, figured out what film it was. What other? Chopper was one of my favourite films for a long time. Just thought it was pretty fucking badass. What is another? Do you know what one of my favourite films is? Oh my god, do you know that noise I just made? What the fuck? One of my favourite films is This Is the End. I don't know, it's hard to know. Wayne's World's Lethal. If you're talking about films that like I would actively steal from, Wayne's World is pretty fucking sweet. What other shit? I mean, there's all the classics that we've all fucking heard of and know and love. There's certain films, like Scarface is a pile of shit. It really is a pile of shit. What other fucking movies do I like? I don't know. I'm just trying to think movies that really stuck with me. I remember laughing my absolute dick off at Hot Shots Part 2 when I was a kid. Laugh my fucking butt. Like proper, when I know it's silly and fun, but I remember falling off a fucking couch, like laughing so hard at that. Just was the funniest shit I'd ever seen in my life. But I don't know. I'm not really a big movie guy, to be honest. You filled my teenage years with laughter and joy, Colin. Thanks. What's your favourite Barry the Blender episode? Dunno. I don't really give a fuck. I don't care about my own shit. You just do it and then it's over. Whatever the Gary Henderson one was. I like the Guide to Terrorism. That was a bit edgy, wasn't it? How big is your forehead? Massive, bro. Do you actually like Boojum? Good question. That's from a guy. No name. Didn't get the name. Do you actually like Boojum? Yeah, they're nice. I mean, the only thing is, anytime we're in Boojum, it's usually to film something. So they're kind of like, there's a couple of cards for a free burrito. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Fuck it. You know what I mean? You're filming. You got to get up and get out. You're not going to just stop and eat a fucking kilo of beans in the middle of it. It's nice. It's very nice. Surely the sign that it's fuck, there's about 20 of them now and they're bunged all the fucking time is a sign that, yeah, it is nice. His lunch didn't agree. Ever had any nasty public toilet experiences? Oh, of course. Who hasn't? I mean, from taking a shite in Vietnam where the fucking toilet water's so hot that it's like steaming your asshole. That, you know, why was it hot? Is it coming out of a tank on the roof of the building that's scorching hot? Very strange. Very fucking strange. What other stupid shit? I remember, I've talked about this before, but the time I was in the toilets in a train station in Glasgow, and it honestly looked like somebody had a water balloon full of shit sitting on a golf tee, and then with a driver just fucking whoosh, smacked it up against the back of the toilet. And I wanted to take a photo of it and send it to Mickey Bartlett so bad, but you don't want to be the guy. There's one guy, you know, one of those fucking, you're in like, there's a guy having a fucking shave or something at like 10 at night in a toilet. I was like, mate, what the fuck is, why did you have to be there? I could have taken a picture of this horrendous shit bomb over here. It would have been funny as fuck. Unbelievable. Who's your favourite comedian? It's so hard to pick. Yeah, I don't know if I have a singular, probably if we're talking about the one that got me interested in comedy, it was probably Bill Hicks. Is he the funniest? Definitely not. Definitely the person that would get most excited about seeing their new material would be Bill Burr, probably. But again, is he my favourite of all? I don't know. I like different comedians for different reasons. I like Bill Burr. I like Louis C.K. because he can kind of do anything. Like direct, star, act, fucking stand-up comedy, prolific as fuck. I like people for different reasons. Patrice O'Neill, beast. You know, they're all American, by the way. I don't really give a flying fuck about any British comedians or like Jim Jefferies. He's Australian. He's lethal. I just like a pile of them for different reasons. I could watch Brian Regan the other night, clean as fuck, laugh my balls off. It was funny as fuck. Fucking hell. Is a great question from Johnny Seeds, who I believe works on Cool FM. I have a podcast question, mate. What do you think about the guy banging the Thai lady boy on his Snapchat? if he's straight, was it acceptable, even though she had a massive dick and balls? Whatever. Sometimes you're just like, I mean, if you're in Thailand, it's like, if you're, there's plenty of mad bastards I know would just ride a fucking ladyboy in the arse and be like, ha, 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 what about that for the crack? Don't mean you're gay. In fact, there's plenty of gay dudes who'd be like, what the fuck are you playing on? And that's about it for the Snapchat questions. Bit of a letdown compared to the last ones, I'll be honest. I mean, not really. I'm not slagging the people who ask me questions, but the last one was just such a mess that it actually became quite funny. Let's get through the rest of these questions. I might just take my time because I am late, so why not have a bit of a longer aisle podcast? Have you ever bumped into the guy you took the piss out of with Yether McMood? I've seen him a couple of times in Belfast City Centre and around where I live and burst out laughing each time. Chris Amos. So you have seen the actual guy who I was trying to take the piss out of? Do you know what? The fact that it was him, it doesn't really matter, I don't think, because I don't know, it's weird because I got a comment. I actually got a comment on my YouTube page and it was like, you know, could you take this down because you mentioned the person's name? And I'm like, but it was from a news clip that was online where they mentioned his real name and I'm not even mentioning a fucking real name. Very strange. I've never bumped into him, but neither do I forget the fact that he's in Belfast. I probably should keep my fucking hat down over my face anytime walking around. Padraig Colden. How do you fancy your chances against CM Punk on the mat? I'd have a fucking go. Because he wasn't doing shit to that other boy. I mean, theoretically, he should be able to, if it was a grappling mat, he should be able to beat me. Because I don't know fucking anything. And he's in the fucking UFC. So technically, he should beat me. But you never know. It'd be some crack. I would definitely do it. Which wrestler had the best elbow drop? The Rock, probably. Saying that, I don't fucking have a big enough knowledge to even know another person who does an elbow drop. I'd love to actually elbow drop someone for real and see what it felt like. Because they always do the fucking, and they hit the floor and miss them. I wonder, is that an effective way to hurt someone? Just drop with your elbow in their face? You might generate more power just sitting on them MMA style and just fucking cutting them open and whatnot. Question. Warren McQuillan. Warren McQuillan. Oh, I've clicked something there. What the fuck? Were the hecklers in labs on Wednesday night standard or one-off wankers? I would say, don't get me wrong, there have been disruptive people at Lavery's in the past, but it's definitely not a regular thing. So don't be afraid to come back. That was just a one-off of like a pile of drunk girls. Normally the crowd's great. Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, bro. Oh my God, there's so many fucking questions. I'm watching Breaking Bad again. This is from Mickey Higney. Forgot Bill Burr was in it. What's his best stand-up gig or bit for your money? Oh, Jesus Christ. My favourite bit of his, right, is from the night, it's called The Night of Too Many Stars, which I think is like an American version of like Red Nose Day or some shit. But, oh my God, is that the fucking time? He comes out and just starts his gig in front of a crowd who don't know who he is really and don't know what the fuck he's talking about, and he eventually just bends their arm until they start laughing, and it's the bit he's doing about recycling and, you know, people wearing rollerblades, and then he goes, where do you think that goes? He goes, they just fuck it in the sea and then it breaks down into plastics and then, you know, fish eat the fucking molecules, and then what do you know, you think you're being healthy and you're eating your own rollerblades. And it's just such a good bit, and he really batters, it's one of those ones where they're like, who's this stupid comedian, and he batters them into fucking laughing, and it's brilliant. So look it up, Night of Too Many Stars, Bill Burr. Right, let me rattle through these because I have to go in like 45 fucking minutes here. I was planning a trip down to Lavery's in October. What's the likelihood you're going to be performing? What is a Frango's? It's a chicken shop. And that's from Helen Larvin. If you're planning a trip down, yeah, I'll probably more than likely be on or there in some way, shape or form, whether it's MCing or what. If you're heading out in the town, what would be your go-to drink? Lee McGlinchey, beer, obviously. I'm not sitting there with a red wine getting all fucking grey teeth. Worst holiday moment, Marty Goodall. From any holiday? Well, I think it was in Ibiza when I was a child with my parents, of all places. And I think I nearly drowned twice in the one holiday. Typical Geddes, stealing the show. Chelsea Peretti, smash or pass? Oh, mate, absolutely smash. You know, with a wee pointy fucking Italian face. Let me tell you something. Google Chelsea Peretti arse and enjoy it. Have you ever watched Obey the Walrus on YouTube? P.S. Went to Lavery's on Wednesday. Loved every second. Good man, Daniel Toll. I'll see you again. I haven't seen it. Obey the Walrus. I'll check it out. What is that? What is Obey the Walrus? Hold on. I feel like I've heard of that. Obey the Walrus. What the fuck is this shit? Is this gonna creep the fuck out of me, is it? 3 million hits. Spanish is a video that allegedly created by a Latin American cult known as La Morsa. And it is that bad things happen after watching this video. Fuck that. I don't have time for that shit right now. I also don't want to watch that and then something terrible happened to me and I'm like, that's because I watched that stupid fucking video. I'll watch it later in the safety of my own house. Right, let's really fucking shit through this. Today is the anniversary of Tupac. Personally, I still think he's alive and do you concur? That's from Chris Rafferty again. Here, listen. I don't know. I'm not a big Tupac fan, so dead or alive, I don't really give a shit. 25 albums and fucking all sound the same. When is the Godzilla Pug Life clothing range coming out? That's from Dale Crozier. Here, I sort of got to see a... I said this before, I've never seen a pug in real life. And then the other day, Maureen's sister was minding one for a friend. And I was like, here, this pug is fucking incredible. I mean, no harm to them, but they're shite. It's like, what do you do with a pug other than just fucking... They don't do much, basically, other than just be like... And then fall asleep because they can't breathe. Cute as fuck though. Best type of like house dog you could get is one that just doesn't do anything. Where is Bestie McSee? Yeah, I'll figure it out. I've been thinking about figuring it out, but fucking who knows. What the fuck is with these questions? Are you fond of the Isle meme, Colin? Yes, I am. You know, some of them are very clever, and you'll get a good one every once in a while. What I don't like is the everybody knows somebody who does this. You know, it's like, you ever see those things? Like, it's internet humor boiled down to its shittest. Everybody knows someone who jiggles their leg. Retweet if you agree, and it's got like fucking 2.3 million shares or something. You're like, really? You're out here making videos trying to be funny and it's like all you have to do is be like, tag a person who you know that goes to the shop. Am I right, guys? Isn't it weird when people go to the shop? Get the fuck out of my hole. Right, I've just realised what time it is. I have got to fucking go right now. So, I'm going to call it quits on the podcast. Hopefully it's made up for it being a bit late, being an extra half hour of fucking questions. So, I hope you enjoy it, guys. Again, please get a ticket for the Ulster Hall show. You won't regret it. It's going to be a fucking epic night of dirty jokes and beer in the Ulster Hall, which is a weird setting to hear such filthy material. So, get yourselves a ticket for that. It's going to be incredible. If you want to go to a midweek gig, go to the next Lavery's on the 21st. We've got Damo Clark as part of the Belly Laughs Festival. It's going to be fucking deadly. Check out my vlogs. I've been putting vlogs up. I think I just put the 6th one up. Go on to YouTube.com/Godzilla, subscribe, and you'll get those videos every Monday and every Friday. Follow me on Snapchat, Colin Geddes. It's Colin Geddes across everything. And that's it, guys. I'll see you next week. Respect.